Well, that was the exact final score as well, Pádraig. The final whistle blew 2 minutes after you were with me. Terriman 5-9, Clanaran from Armagh 8 points. And once again, it was the Geraldine McLaughlin show. She scored 2-7, and the Armagh champions simply couldn't handle her. And Geraldine, well, she's really something else. And any team in Ulster will really have their hands full to try and stop her as Terriman progressed through to the last four. As I mentioned, she scored 2-7. The first goal of the game actually came from Bridget Gallagher. And Terriman took advantage of a slow start from Clanaran, in which they keep seven ways by the 17th minute. They did improve, and Terriman were suffered a blow when they lost Emer Alcorn to a straight red card. But a late penalty in first half injury time from Geraldine McLaughlin left Terriman 3-3 to 4 points ahead at the break. And that was a comfortable read. Clanaran battled hard in the second half, but they didn't have the firepower to claw back their deficit. Maya Alcorn and Bridget Gallagher added goals to Terriman's tally, and they will now progress to the semi-final, where they will meet St McCartans from Tyrone, who were very comfortable winners in the Tyrone final last week against Cookstown. They are managed by Fermanagh senior manager Ryan Ricey McMenamin, so that will add a wee bit to that fixture, and that's due to be played in the Byrne Road on the 13th of October. So Terriman will be gearing up for that game now, but as you leave me here from the Byrne Road, Pádraig, Terriman have been victorious on the scoreline of 5-9 to Clanaran's 8 points.